You're gonna go live.
It says we're live, bubbles. Anyway, hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Hope you're doing well. And of course, as soon as I go live, there's a car goes by the house with a big muffler that makes a lot of noise. Anyway, good day. It's Thursday, and I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way to get more value to the customer so we can go home to our families, not work 60, 80 hours a week, and have a little fun along the way, right? And today is, and that's why I got the picture on there today, got a rocket ship, kind of a rocket ship. I guess this is a Star Wars thing, Legos thing, because this is what my kids got me for Father's Day. And then I let them put it together. For the first time, I did not have to put stuff together. They put it together because I'm so used to, as they were little, having to, Dad, put the Lego thing together. For me, do it now. More of my fingers hurt after doing all those Legos. But today, they're going to launch a rocket off. So I figured I wanted to get a rocket ship. I had a space shuttle Lego thing. I was looking for it. It's kind of why I'm a little bit late. I was looking for it. But problem is, it's in 50 million pieces. And now I have a cat that's trying to move the camera. Anyway, so they're going to start counting down about a half hour. I think they're supposed to launch at like 7:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So they're going to launch a rocket to Mars. So it's so cool. It's a rocket race. I love it. It should be a different rocket. I think it was an Atlas rocket, so it's not one of the SpaceX ones. So it'll be a different kind. So like this week we saw Chinese rocket, a Korean rocket, Japanese rocket, SpaceX rocket. Now we got this Atlas rocket. So if you like space and rockets and all that, we're in a very competitive environment right now. Who would ever thought space would be competitive, right? But that's why we do Agile, because, you know, Agile can apply everywhere and things are getting really competitive out there. And you got to have a way to stay ahead of that. So anyway, what are we going to talk about? We're talking about rockets and we're talking about Agile Scrum. And, you know, really one of the reasons why we do this is stay ahead of the competition, right? So I got two things today, a little bit of different. Let's talk about having a team member do some stretching exercises and then saw teeth on a velocity history. What does that mean? And I'll draw a velocity history chart that I typically do for organizations and teams I do. One day I will write some code and I'll make it an add-on on Jira and all the other programs. And then you'll all have it. For now, it's just a spreadsheet. Anyway, so trying to make it break it up and have some fun a little bit. So one of the things, you know, we're all on the Zoom conferences or the teleconference or the WebEx or whatever it is, having our teams all over the place. Well, one of the ideas came up with when I was chatting with somebody the other day was doing stretch breaks, right? How do you get the team involved? How do you get the team doing something? Part of the way you get the team to do something is you do something that's not like work 100%. If I screw up, I'm screwed. My boss will yell at me kind of thing. And you do little things a little bit different. So one of the ideas was, you know, you're in a long meeting or maybe you're doing a story refinement session or something like that, right? So the idea would be take a little stretch break, maybe between daily scrums or something, maybe at the beginning of a daily scrum. And the idea would be, and you got to set this up in advance. You kind of got to let them know, tell them what you're wanting to do. You can't just surprise anybody on this because people like to think about stuff. So what you do is you say, okay, so the beginning of daily scrum, we're going to do a little stretch break. And they're like, what? Stretch break? What's a stretch break? Well, here's how it's going to work. Everyone on our group, and maybe you can do video. Video would be great. Some places don't do video, but it'd be nice to see everybody do their stretching. So everybody's going to call out a stretch break. Maybe we want everybody to do one of these. Maybe we do a twist and a twist, you know. And the idea is that everyone on the team provides a different little exercise, you know. Maybe it's doing the shoulder shrugs or something. It's like, I'm going to call shoulder shrugs and do 5 shoulder shrugs. And then the next person goes and says, okay, do, you know, a second of hand stretching. like that, because we're always typing like that, right? Do a little stretching of the hand, you know, maybe that, maybe a little neck stretch. Everybody do a little neck stretch, do a little twist of the neck. But you get everyone on the team to give a different exercise. And if it's the same exercise, you tell them it's okay. And that's part of the rules. So maybe you send an email out and say, hey, tomorrow before, hey, good morning, Edwin. You do your daily scrum. I know it's evening over there in New Zealand. Better get some sleep. Aren't you doing your show tonight? Or was that last night? I don't know. Anyway, but that gives you something different, something for the teams to do that's different, right? But it gets everybody involved. It's not like, oh, I didn't do my job, I didn't get my stuff done, I'm not, you know, it's not a blocker thing, but it gets everybody to participate. They come up with an exercise, and you could do that a couple of times, and people just come up with different exercise. Maybe once a week, or maybe you do it every daily scrum, I don't know. It might be good. It might be good to stretch out, stretch the legs, stretch the neck, you know, and have different people on the team call a different exercise. So that's one way of getting the team engaged to get familiar with each other. 4 hours ago, he's still awake. So Edwin had a he's on chatting, and he had a Agile Oakland meeting last night, a lean coffee, which I slept through. Sorry, dude. My neighbor cut me up. So it's good. He's out there promoting Agile. So if you're not linked to Edwin, go link to Edwin. He's a nice guy. He's working on building up an Agile world over there in New Zealand. We'll see how he does. Anyway, so that's just an idea for you and your coworkers. Do some stretching exercises. Have everybody call out a different exercise. Just a little thing, like I said, do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 6 next twists. You know, maybe one of these, and do that a couple times. Maybe the hand, you know, and just everybody just does something different. And you can demonstrate as a scrum master or someone on the team. So that's just something different. Now the next thing. And this gets more into the metrics. Everybody loves me. Whoa, metrics. I need metrics. One of the things I do is I track velocity history over time. None of the systems out there really do a good job of plotting this out. So what I do is I create a line chart. And what the line chart has is what the teams commit to and then how much they actually get done. And then there's usually a moving average, usually about 3 sprint moving average. Some people do 6. I just do 3. I could do 6, but it's up to you. So what it is, and now I got my whiteboard up, I basically just make a line chart. This is the velocity or points, right? And these are in the bottom one has the sprints, right? The sidebar is velocity. And then what I basically do is I record, and I think you've seen this when I do the cone, when everything gets closer to norm, like that, little norm, and then it goes up. What I do is I track commitment. And then what got done, right? And then the next sprint they commit here, and then what got done. And I'm going to speed this up. Let's say we committed here and they got this much done. So the idea is that over time they commit here, maybe they get this much done. What I chart is the done one, right? So I get that chart looking like that, right? So basically it's a graph, and it either hopefully will trend up or whatever. What I want to talk about the shark teeth, because it looks like a shark teeth, is when people started equating points to hours and how many hours work or to individuals. So if I do that chart and then all of a sudden I see a shark tooth, then I know that they're assigning work to individual people. So I have the same chart. where I have velocity up top on the side of the vertical, and I got sprints, you know, time on the side. I'm gonna draw a couple little sprint things on here. Now, maybe I'll draw a couple more just so it exaggerates the thing. So I got little horizontal sprints. These are sprints, right? So what's gonna happen? And I really don't need to do both, so I'm just gonna pick one. So let's say this sprint, I get that. The next sprint, I get this. Next sprint, I go up. Next sprint, I come down. Next sprint, I go up. Maybe there's another up, and then there's a down. Maybe there's an up, and then there's a down. So I got these marks. And what it looks like, it ends up looking like a shark's tooth. Call it the shark's tooth. It's going to eat you up alive. What is this telling me? Is that every time someone takes a day off in the sprint, that's what's happening. So they're tracking by story, by person in the sprint. And when I see this, I know that's what's going on. Now, how do you fix this is the question, what you really want to know. Well, one, you need to roll into an organization that see this. When you map this velocity chart, like I tell you, it'll tell you lots of trends. And maybe I'll do some more trends because I'm doing that lady teaching some burn up or burn down. Doesn't matter. I like a burn down chart, but this is just velocity every sprint. So maybe this is 25, maybe this is 20, maybe this is 24, this is 21. This is 23, 23, 21, 24, 21. So you get this marking. So every sprint, your total velocity for the team goes there. So how do you fix this? One of the ways is cross training. Okay? When you cross train, then there's no work that any single individual can do. Because when you cross-train, anybody can do the work. That should get rid of this sawtooth because it doesn't matter. They can pick up on a little thing, and if someone's out for a day, it's no big deal. When you start assigning individuals, you know, individuals is when you get this seesaw effect. So a great way of fixing that is cross-training your team. So that's a great solution to get away from the sawtooth thing. Because if they're out a day, it really shouldn't impact the velocity. It's no big deal. But, you know, when they equate velocity with time on a lot of these teams and a lot of these organizations, because someone read somewhere in the save guide that a point is equivalent to 8 hours, yeah, it's 8 hours for the very first sprint because you have no representative of how much work the team could be done. After that, you get rid of it. But you know what? People don't get rid of it. I read it. It's in there. Yeah, it's for brand new teams with no experience, no history, no velocity, no nothing that have never coded together before and have no idea. It's the very first time you create a scrum team, which you could do. Not the best idea. But if you do, okay, fine. But that's only good for the first sprint. You're not supposed to do it the entire life of the team. Anyway, that's what I got for today. It is Thursday. It's Rocket Day. Don't forget, go see the rocket. Got to see the Star Wars rocket. They're going to go to Mars. Maybe one day these little scooter things will be on Mars. And then we'll use Agile and Scrum to build some scooters to go on Mars. Anyway, SpaceX using Agile to build theirs. They're working in sprints. And I saw a video of some guy. He's trying to build his own model rockets, and he's using sprints. He actually calls them sprint. So it's kind of interesting. Anyway, he's trying to copy SpaceX. All right, ring the little bell if you want to get notification when we do stuff. And you all have a good day. Edwin, have fun. Fun and get some sleep. Boom. Go watch some rockets. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good day. Bye. See ya.